You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Come on, big money buggles.
Natural 20.
Natural fucking 20.
I can see it.
I see it.
You hit him with this fire, and he turns crispy, declings from the wall, and falls to the ground.
Oh my god,
the timing.
So you go over and you start to look at these pods. Well, Brother Ramius is looking and he just sees something in the structure of it that's like, whoever's in the north sends something to someone in the south.
Talitha is fascinated by this. Talitha will volunteer to go into the south pod. Do you think you could activate it, Brother Ramius?
I think so, yes, without a doubt. I think he's going to draw on his faith, his deep faith, about the connection that everyone is capable of drawing together if they simply understand more about each other.
You activate this pod. You, Asta, start to feel the hair on your body stiffen. While this is happening, Talitha, you feel a similar warmth enter your body, but as it runs up your body, you feel parts of your body start to change. You now have the ability to change shape.
Oh my god! Holy shit!
Let's all go in the orbs! Everybody!
The adventure continues. Now.
Podcast. It's April now, and did you know we're coming to Kansas City and Austin this month? Now, Austin might already be sold out, but I know there's still tickets left in Kansas City. We're coming there. When are we coming there, Joe? August
25th?
My handler takes care of that.
Thursday, April 25th. We're going to be in Kansas City. I've never been in Kansas City.
Me neither.
Excited to have
Very
barbecue.
Very excited to go for the first barbecue.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then I'm excited to go to Austin and get even better barbecue.
No.
Well, it's different
Franklin barbecue.
Barbecue
is like one of the best barbecue in the country.
It's great.
We're
doing
head-to-head barbecue. You can get Franklin barbecue here.
It's not the same.
It is the same.
Is Kansas City known for barbecue?
It is the same.
Yeah.
Is that like a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone's
yeah,
shaking their head.
It's known
like
a specific kind of barbecue, like vinegary pulled pork. I used to work at a barbecue restaurant.
They're known for
barbecue.
I think they're known for their sauce more than their actual barbecue.
Every time you reveal a past job,
it's another facet of my past lives. Franklin Barbecue, he has like a school, essentially. He trains tons of people. He trained Billy Durney from Hometown Barbecue, shameless plug. So you can go to Hometown Barbecue, get brisket and beef rib that is the exact same, maybe better than you'll get at Franklin's.
Wow.
Whoa.
There's it's in
no
Red Hook.
That's true.
It is 100% true.
She said it so confidently that I agree with Kate.
I believe you.
You know how many times I had to say this to customers?
I know. You may find it within your moral sort of sphere to lie to customers. Okay. But I don't think you should say that something is better than Franklin Barbecue because that dude is like there. And when you go to Franklin Barbecue, like the guy from the American Express commercials, like he's there, he talks to you, he slices the brisket. It is the best thing I've ever had in my life. So unless what you're offering is better, then I don't know if you should say that.
I don't subscribe to Masterclass, but if I did, I would do it just to watch him give a masterclass on brisket. Not so that I could try and replicate it, just because I want to watch him make brisket. When those commercials come on that show him making his brisket, I mean,
I've never seen this. I have no idea what you're talking about.
But you're going to love it.
So we're going to Franklin's, and Franklin
will be there.
It's going to slice my brisket.
I will not go. because the line is too long.
Yeah, it's too long. But, and you can get it here. Like,
you can get an inferior version here. You could be like, this is really good. This is amazing. And you could be happy with it.
I think we should do a cross compare, though, of at least Kansas City and then Austin barbecue.
It's completely different.
We'll take some with us.
Still do it.
Sure.
Yes.
A live taste test.
There you go. On stage.
It is a long line, though.
Just don't have Joe carry it on the plane. There have been incidents in the past.
Dump it in the seat back.
Barbecue sauce all over my phone.
Yeah, that's going to be a meaty weekend. It sucks, though. You have to wait in line forever, and there's a chance you could get up there, and it's like, and we're out.
They're out, yeah.
All right, we got a couple pieces of cornbread and
some. Oh, it's that kind of thing?
Coleslaw that fell on the floor.
Place sounds awesome.
It's not even, like, in Austin proper. I think we have to, like, take a 40-minute Uber.
Oh, Franklin?
Yeah.
No, Salt Lake is outside.
Ah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Salt Lake is great as well, and there's no line.
Yeah, well, if you want no line and not as good barbecue, you can go to Salt Lake.
Or give us recommendations.
Yeah, Seth, call in.
Right now, the lines are open.
The number's on your screen.
But the most important thing you got to do is buy tickets to the show, or
yes,
we'll never come back to your state. That'll be fun. We're going to be doing that this month, but it's the beginning of the show. This is where normally when we banter. I was thinking about a banter topic because Huey Lewis was playing earlier, and then Matthew mentioned The Color of Money, and I was like, ooh. Does Color Money count as a sports movie? Yeah, it counts as a sports 100%. And leisure movie.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know this movie, so if the banter is about this, I'm going to look at my computer.
It's all Color of Money related. It's in the way that you use it. That means nothing to you?
Do more. Maybe it'll come to me.
Comes and it goes.
Oh, this? Yeah.
All right. Anyways, it's a great movie. And it made me think about, like, what's your favorite sports movie? Now, Kate, I know you're not a movie person, but you've seen movies that feature sports.
You have to have.
What's your favorite sport?
Sport?
Yes.
Yeah. She doesn't like sports.
The way she said the word
Maybe
sport.
Kate could set this one up.
It could be to watch, to play, to be near.
This is definitely your topic.
Come back to me.
You don't know any sports.
Are you Googling sports right now?
No, wait. Who is your favorite sports-related reality star?
There we go.
It's either someone who was like an athlete or someone who's married to an athlete.
I mean, Larsa Pippen was married to Scottie Pippen.
That's true. Okay. And who did
gymnastics.
She go out with?
I watched Scottie Pippen.
Well, Larsa I mean, Pippen. After Scottie
after?
Pippen.
So yeah. Many people. Sorry, Larsa.
Wait, but you gymnastics.
Yeah, I watched gymnastics a lot when I was younger, and I really liked Dominique Moceanu.
Yep. Mm. Are there any gymnastics there movies? Let's see.
Yes, there is. There was a gymnastics comedy that came out fairly recently with Melissa Rauch.
Yes.
I'm forgetting the name of.
Yes, there was some sex. And
Sebastian Stan.
The Bronze, it's called.
Yes.
The Bronze? Yes. I never
watched. Oh, that was pretty good.
Little Giants is fun, though.
Little Giants?
Okay.
Final answer? Yeah. Little Giants? Okay.
There's also
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings. Excellent answer.
What a good movie.
Excellent answer.
Wow. My brain just flashed back. I remember renting that up from Blockbuster.
Me too. It was a popular video for me.
My family loved that movie. Oh,
it's also a classic sports movie.
Is that the first time?
It is built like a classic
sports. Who Let the Dogs Out was like in a film. Why do I like combine those two? Maybe they're out at the same time.
I don't remember.
But I remember me and my sisters loved Cool Runnings. Wow.
I remember every time it's the Winter Olympics and I see some footage of a bobsled, all I can think of is John Candy going, in bobsledding, bones don't break. They shatter. Yes. Everyone just kind of staring at him.
So glad to have passed that banter test. All right, carry on.
Well done, Kate.
John Candy has come up a lot in my life lately. I don't know.
He's been in the zeitgeist quite a bit some reason.
Yeah, appearing on my story.
Well, I think that story about him at the Super Bowl was kind of circulating again.
Yeah, and I saw that one. Yeah,
yeah, which is very funny.
And
if
then
you don't...
I saw one about when they met him to do the movie Splash. They sat down to eat, and he had 35 small rum and cokes.
Oh, right.
Like, yeah, I'll do Splash. I was wondering how John Candy died. your favorite sports movie or John Candy movie?
John Candy's great, but when you said sports movie, I thought of a recent one. I'm not going too old, but I really enjoyed I, Tonya,
which that's great.
Is that was good. So it just
biopic.
Yeah, biopic, but also just like. Funny, but dark. And I like those kinds of movies.
Yeah.
I don't think they do funny, dark sports movies often. I think they're either like comedies or they're just dramas. They're not really like dark comedies. Mm. So I liked I, Tonya for that.
Any Given Sunday's got a little bit of dark comedy in it.
Yeah.
Plenty of
more
dark.
More dark than comedy.
More, it's very dark.
I haven't seen that many sports movies, I'll admit.
Okay. So, thank you for being honest.
You're welcome.
Unlike Kate.
Hey, she came up with Little Giant spontaneously. That's and true. I believe her.
I came up with two movies off the top of my head.
Yeah, that was really good.
Impressive.
It was really good.
There's more movies I've ever heard you talk about. In any genre.
Have you a favorite sports movie?
I was trying to go, I'm trying to pick, because like, is it my favorite baseball movie or my favorite? I mean, I have a favorite baseball movie, probably Field of Dreams.
Wow.
But then I'll.
Oh, wow. Okay. Strong objection from.
What's the problem?
You got, like, two Field front doors?
We watched it. We watched it together. And the whole time I was like, this movie is fucking weird. It's just wild. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. And the fact that you guys are like, oh, this, you haven't seen this movie? Oh, this movie. It is such a weird, it's weird that it's so popular, I guess. Like, it's just such a bizarro movie to me. Mm. It was fun.
The weirdness is what makes reaction. It.
I know, Skid doesn't like that.
Burt Lancaster, you know what, at the end. You know,
yeah.
The only there's a whole bit on the Oscars of this. We don't need to retread.
Yeah, John Mulaney nailed it.
Yeah, he did.
I need
to
say something about Field of Dreams.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
I agree with you in that, like, I went 15 years, 20 years almost without seeing Field of Dreams, a movie that I had seen 50 times before that. And I definitely, in the rewatch, was like, this is really weird. It's a very weird movie that at the time I was like, this is totally normal and a very normal movie. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It was just different when it was younger and it was the 90s. It was
while we're like, watching it, it's like, it's so close to Lovecraftian.
Yes.
Yeah. Except honestly, everyone just treats it like it's cool.
Everybody's
like,
just
if they
like,
didn't,
oh,
like, it
came
could
back from the
easily
dead.
Veer into complete, like,
car. Like,
like, there's dead baseball players out here.
They just happened to pick the only bad farmer in Iowa who would be receptive. Yeah.
His wife is so supportive, too. That's like, no supportive. One is like, you're crazy. They're just like, he's out there again in the field. Wow.
I can tell you why it's so popular, I believe. It's the themes. The themes and the morals are so excellent. It's all built around a background of baseball, but it's all about taking risks, living life the way you want to live it, not getting too bogged down in stuff that doesn't matter, you know, and it's just a beautiful message and really well crafted in that way.
I interrupted you, Matthew.
I was going to say, they're all dead.
Oh.
Oh, you're right.
It's purgatory or it's... Yep.
He said, because at the end he says, maybe this is heaven. Maybe he's right.
Maybe he's right.
Yeah.
They're all dead.
The other two I was going to mention are Bull Durham, which is my other top baseball movie, which is just great. But then also Slapshot.
Oh, I fucking love Slapshot. The Hanson brothers are one of the greatest creations in the history of cinema.
I have a story about them.
Oh, you do?
One different. Time I thought I was buying an autographed photo of the other Hanson brothers off eBay, and I got a signed photo of the hockey man in the mail, and I was so sad.
Oh, I would have been so excited.
That's amazing.
Wow. Holy shit.
It'd be funny if Skid got the musical.
One. Yeah.
That was the one I wanted.
How do you say that?
Rocky.
Really? Is it? Oh my god!
Well, there's just so many.
Or Invincible.
There's just so many.
Invincible.
God, Rocky's so good. I'm going to throw two more out there. One that is a non-traditional sports movie. That's probably my favorite non-traditional sports movie. Is Moneyball. I love Moneyball.
It is fantastic. We watched that too. That as a group.
You guys were doing a baseball thing. I joined for
Field of Dreams and Moneyball. And so I love that one. My favorite traditional sports movie is Hoosiers.
Great.
I love
great choice.
Popular one.
During right before our eighth grade basketball tournament, we went to our coach's house and ate pasta and watched Hoosiers.
Pasta party.
Just carb loaded and then went and lost.
But hey, at least you got the pasta.
I did get the pasta. It was good. Skid, is yours going to be obscure? Front door?
No. I did for a long time. I think it was also Field of Dreams. And I still love Field of Dreams. But now, like, as I get older, I'm a little uncomfortable with some of the people that are excluded from the game, as they always were. So that made it drops it down a couple of rankings for me, even though I still love it. I was going to say The Natural.
Talk about another weird movie.
Another very strange movie, but just some absolutely mythic sort of theming and absolutely fantastic, like, huge moments in it. Very emotional. But I think now, the movie that I keep going back to over and over again is the first Creed movie.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about this recently.
Yeah. It is such fantastic sports movie.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal.
I think it's the best. Movie. I think it's the best boxing movie ever for my money, even better than Rocky.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I agree with that.
And there's some moments in it. There's just like, because the Pretty Ricky Conlon, like the first fight when he does with Pretty Ricky Conlon, they do such a great job of establishing this heavyweight champion as someone who's like cannot be beaten. Just this character is like hopeless. Like they can't even, you know, stay in the same ring with them. And that first like punch that he gets, where he like opens a cut under Pretty Ricky Conlon's eye. It's just like, I jump out of my seat like every time. And he goes back to his corner. He's like, you bleed just like me. You bleed just like me. Coolest fucking moment in history. I love that fucking movie.
So good.
All so very good answers. Sadly, the correct answer was The Karate Kid.
Okay.
Right. Karate right. Kid.
Okay.
It's first movie.
We'll be back after.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's an interesting idea. The concept of a social battery. And to think about, you know, kind of where my social battery is right now, I would say it's hovering somewhere around low power mode, maybe a little above. But between, you know, work stuff and toddlers and just the kind of pressures of being alive in this country, in this world, in this planet today, yeah, it's draining. And I'm a little less social than I used to be. Not that I was a particular social butterfly, but you know what I mean. You know, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings start to pick up after the winter and the spring starts. And I guess the real question is what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? And maybe you're someone who thrives around people. I need a little recharge time myself, but you know, yeah. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery completely. Now, I think my position is clear. Healthy brains and you doing whatever you can to help your brain health, those are good things. And, you know, therapy can be helpful in learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries and how to empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma, though obviously it can be of service to those as well. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/GCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GCN.
What's going on? It's your old buddy, Troy LaValle. Listen, you know by now that your old pal Troy loves a cocktail now and then, maybe a few beers. I'm also 45 and the CEO of a major entertainment company. And here's the thing. I don't bounce back like I used to anymore. I go out for a couple drinks. The bounce back, it's not as swift as it used to be back in my college days. So I got to make a choice. I can either go out and have a great night, or I can have a great next day. But now I don't have to make that choice, thanks to ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. So just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. We did a show in New York a month ago, and I was planning on spending the night because I knew I was going to have a couple drinks. I didn't want to drive home afterwards. And sure enough, we finished the show and then went to a couple of bars on the Upper West Side, a couple of our old haunts. And I just knew like one drink was going to turn into a couple. So before I even left to go to the show, I popped a ZBiotic. I woke up the next morning morning feeling at the top of my game. Hopped in the car, drove home feeling like $1 million. Go to ZBiotics.com/GCP to get 15% off your first order when you use GCP at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/GCP and use the code GCP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
And we're back. Normally, I just kind of pause and then we jump right back in, but that banter continued for at least another 5 minutes. Francis, Brody, you're chiming in. Everybody, CJ.
We're all arguing about sports movies.
What qualifies as a sports movie?
I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, our amazing sponsors keeping the lights on here for us. We have Foundry VTT, of course, Norse Foundry for all your random number generating Johns, and our good friends at Demiplane. You guys got the new remastered sheets.
Uh-huh.
You're going to need them tonight.
Ooh. Wait.
Probably wouldn't do a lot of combat this
I thought this was all role play. I signed up for a role play.
There's pods, and you may need to add some stuff to your sheet. Let's take it back even further. Last week, you came into a room with a guy clinging to the ceiling.
Yes.
Who had these goggles on that made his eyes look like eye stalks, like alien googly eye stalks. And he started raining down fire, although you immediately made him silent and useless for the entire combat. That could have gone.
The Naish made him silent.
That could have gone sideways, especially considering that he was silent for 4 rounds. And you couldn't do significant damage to it.
Got really close.
And then he got haste quickened at the end of it.
There. Right.
Too. Like, that would have absolutely had a great chance of wiping us out, or at least like taking a few of us down.
The high ceiling was the really difficult part because he was like 40 feet away at least. And I don't have a lot of stuff that hits that.
I was thinking about it on the way here. Like, we're really lucky to have Zephyr.
Yeah.
Because just having, I mean, I know she's, Kate has been having a terrible run of luck with the dice, but like once that stops, it will.
Except for that nat 20 at the end.
Except for the nat 20.
That's good.
Then, I mean, it's a huge asset to have someone who can really do significant, reliable range damage in your party. Like, we have so many parties that like don't have that, and that's
yeah. I mean, this encounter and this particular enemy pointed out that weakness is like if someone's out of immediate melee reach, we're going to struggle.
Yeah,
it's just the nature of it.
I don't, or unless Kate rolls well.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
No pressure.
But anytime you're relying on only one member of the party.
And Puggles.
But it's like your thing, two rounds on, two rounds off, or whatever it is, can be very like, you know, jarring at times for that to suddenly drop out.
Resistances,
don't you have a crossbow?
Yeah. I can't do significant damage.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing 2d6 but only if I devise a stratagem.
So yeah, it's not like we have nothing. We have something.
And as I level up, as Buggles levels up, I'll be able to do like more sort of extreme bursts of damage, like while my aura is active, and then like ease back a little bit, but that'll help.
I mentioned it too, like with Asta, with the range stuff, there are plenty of spells that I could prepare that have better ranged effects, but with the Magus, you need to not pick spells if you want to use your spell strike that have saving throws. You can't choose those spells. You need to do attack roll spells. So it's like, I only pick certain spells assuming that I'll be in melee.
Yeah.
So like I could do range stuff, but then it's like my class, I'm not even using my class at that point.
And you have a lot of slots right now. So
I don't have a lot of slots. I'm very low on slots.
Loosest slots in town.
What they call me in high school.
I'll tell you, without silence, that's a whole different combat. I had some sweet spells. I didn't get to do shit, but that's the way the dice crumble.
Yeah.
Won't hear me complaining.
Except you are.
You found... Except
right now. You just were.
Then you found a couple testicles and started getting wild.
We hopped into the testicles.
Hopped into the testes. I mean, I think
started
it was...
pulling levers.
Yeah.
I think it was this googly-eyed guy who said, "Welcome to the reproduction lab," right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very reproductive in its organ-like state here.
How come we said testicles? They could be ovaries.
There's a penis in the middle.
Oh, I forgot about the penis. All right.
There's a tree penis in the
middle. Yeah, I mean, there could be ovaries. I do see the tree penis, but it really depends on your vantage point. But either way, you quickly discover that there is something going on here where you can step into one pod and it looks like you're almost like replicating parts of someone in the other pod, but you're not quite sure how it works.
It's like The Fly.
It is very much like The Fly.
Like Seth Brundle. Like,
yeah. It's very much like The Fly. And the thing is, you just jump in and say, let's try it out. Asta and Talitha jump in, leaving Joe to be the one rolling to see what happens.
That was the craziest part.
It was the craziest part.
You got Talitha in the south pod, Asta in the north. I think you determined that the flow seems to go from north to south. So Joe rolls his check. A lot of stuff happens behind the screen, and we see Talitha begin to change, begin to almost look animalistic. And then we went off the air, and then we discussed for a little bit after the show.
What the hell just happened?
What the hell just happened? And
then we consulted several books.
So I'll lift the veil a little bit here. What the author sort of intended was to have an ancestry trait or some other trait be transferred to the person. I just thought it'd be kind of boring to have another Kitsune type character in here. So what I wanted to extract from Asta in this instance, based on a couple of roles, both yours and stuff that's happening behind the screen, I wanted to extract that ability to change shape and have you be able to change into another form. So for you, with your Dark Fields Kitsune, rather than being able to go Kitsune human, you can do Kitsune fox.
Yeah.
And that is something that emulates the pest form spell, which is a remaster spell, I believe.
No.
Well, there is a legacy version and there's a remaster.
Oh, really? Version. Well, they've changed it? Okay.
So pest form allows you to turn into like a first level little creature. And so Matthew has had some time to decide what type of creature, because I didn't want to have two foxes you would like to
But you also wanted to make sure it was just one creature that he could change into.
Right.
Yeah, not like pest form where you can choose your...
Not like a druid spell. Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you pest form.
That
Kitsune change shape ability is very specifically put into you, and you now have this ability to change into something. But at the same time, I like to think something is permanently changing your visage, because the way you described your human before you realized we don't have a human is that you looked fox-like.
Yeah.
And I like that. So what do we see as Talitha steps out of the testicle?
Somehow I didn't see it coming, which is shocking.
So we said a little, I think we said something about fur. We retconned that. So Talitha steps out of the south testicle, and remember she has multicolored eyes. She has a heterochromia, and one was emerald green, and the other was a pale gray. Asta now knows this is because of her hag ancestry, her mother was clearly a green hag, which gave her that vibrant green, emerald green eye. And that eye has remained. However, the gray eye has gone amber.
Oh.
And her pupil has changed from a small circle to a vertical line.
Huh? A goat.
A goat. Lizard.
And the eye seems to glow a little bit.
Oh, it's a... Cat.
A cat.
Okay.
Go. Nice.
Yes. So she. Yes. And wow. So I think she like steps out and she's feeling wobbly, and then she's like, "Wait a minute," and then she just kind of like closes her eyes, and then her body starts to rearrange, just like the bones shrink and recontort. They're like that back leg pops out.
Werewolf style.
And then she just shrinks down into a gray cat.
Wow.
Oh, Asta steps out of the north testicle.
And eats the cat.
And turns it. And no.
Yeah, keep your cats inside in the summer months.
The fox loose.
And she turns into a fox. And she walks up, pats up slowly.
Until it screeches and runs away.
Oh. I feel like Zephyr and Brother Amius are like, what is happening?
Asta, do you run?
No, I was joking.
Okay, Asta comes up and just sniffs you, like smells you in her fox form, and sits, kind of looking at you in your cat form.
What does the fox say?
Oh, no.
Sydney.
Wow. Don't humor him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, oh, no. She just looks at you in your cat form and sits opposite you, and then walks over to Brother Ramius. And then sits next to Brother Raimi.
I didn't see the chance to look at Brother Raimi.
And then I walk over to Buggles.
Does your cat
Buggles,
have
are
a
you
green
scared
eye?
Of cats?
Yeah. One, yeah, I think so. Yeah, one green human eye and the other amber cat eye.
Wow.
And I rub against Buggles, like between his legs, like a cat would with my little fox tail. And I walk over to Zephyr.
Oh, hey. She pets you, but she's like, does this make sense?
And then I change shape back into Asa while you're petting me.
And
I
go, she's like, oh.
Boo!
As a test balloon, Talitha trots past Buggles.
Oh, hello, kitty.
Oh, he likes
cats. Hello, kitty. Oh. What have you done with Talitha, kitty?
And she leaps up on your shoulder.
Oh.
Oh, he's a little surprised. He's like,
I think she likes me.
And then I leap down and I land very gracefully and then become Talitha
again. Oh, now you're Talitha again.
Asta says,
fascinating.
Yes, isn't it?
I can't believe it. And she holds you and turns you and like looks at your eye. I don't have the ability to change into a cat, though. Huh. Perhaps it's something within me, or... Huh. What do you make of it, Brother Ramius?
Brother Ramius, your eyes are watery and you can't stop sneezing.
Oh, no.
You're allergic to
Oh, you're making him like Joe O'Brien! Don't make him some sort of loser!
I don't know what to make of it. It seemed to work, I guess, I suppose.
It seemed to have done something, whether or not is the intended result.
It has transferred some ability... native, inherent to you, Talitha.
How do you feel? Do you feel sick or bad?
No, I feel much the same.
We should do it again.
Are you able to control
it? Can you do it again? Can you do it again?
You want me to get back in there?
No, I mean, become a cat again.
That's a good question.
No, the answer is no.
No, once per day.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's pest form, so I don't know how you want to do it.
Yeah, it looks like once per day. I wanted to act the same way.
Change
as
shape,
yours.
Right?
Yeah, it's change shape.
Change shape is you can stay in it indefinitely.
I can stay
you can
in
come
it.
Out of it whenever you want.
I think that's the kitsune thing, is like I can do whatever I want with it. I can flip-flop. I can stay in it for a very long period of time. It says indefinitely.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know if you want to
one action in, one action out.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to give that.
It may manifest a little differently in Talitha.
Yeah, it would be 10 minutes is the max amount of time you can stay in that form. In terms of how many times per day, we'll think about it.
Okay.
I'm going to the Ancestry Guide. Lost Omens Ancestry Guide, available now at paizo.com. I don't know why I said that.
That's very weird.
I just went to Ancestry.
Ancestry.com.
Oops.
Apparently I'm a quarter Hungarian.
This is clearly what he was doing, right? Some sort of experiments to transfer whatever he was looking for into... Keep forgetting. Whatever they were looking for into themselves or into others.
Perhaps it's what we thought. The worthiness. Perhaps he's looking for the right traits. The most powerful traits.
We thought they were looking for a successor, right? A replacement.
Are you okay?
What's wrong with your eyes?
I just feel ill.
Are your eyes watering?
Very itchy.
Here, let me take a look.
She's
got little bits of cat fur.
He already seems like pained a lot when he talks and has like shortness of breath and like it struggles to just walk around. Yeah, I mean, he's a smoker and he's got a bad heart and he's got issues already. Add cat allergies on top of it. Imagine what it looks like. No, but he paintings, what he said to the boy, everything seemed to think he was looking for a successor. Not to draw something from someone or someone's.
Perhaps, but
to
in the room,
what?
He was looking inside people, inside elves. He was looking for... Yes. Something.
Perhaps he wants to acquire a kind of something something endemic to an elf to bring it into his person so that way he might invade elven spaces.
What is it? How does that relate to his expiring?
I think that maybe he's trying to create his perfect next form.
Okay.
Perhaps he puts it into himself.
So perhaps the successor is Kinipo.
It's still Kinipo, changed. But it moves. Yes. Maybe.
Or it became something else.
Perhaps
maybe
someone... Something your operation of the device was quite impressive, but someone with more experience with it might be able to transfer more than just a single impressive element.
And the good news is, I didn't lose my ability, so it doesn't seem like it takes... It just gives.
I don't know that it does it at all. Have we seen any evidence of this working?
Yes, we just did it.
I mean beyond this. Have we seen any evidence of it working before the Keeper interceded? It could be that it is his divine influence that made this happen.
Oh, you think your God did it?
I believe perhaps it is possible. My question is, have we seen any evidence of this sort of ancestral transference in any subjects that have been discussed? Perhaps. Anyone we've seen here?
The origins of Kinipo, they were born, fully formed. Born, I say, but perhaps this machine is the origin of Kinipo themselves.
Perhaps someone should do a religion check if they think it's religious.
It's a very strange thing to say.
Asta smiles at Brother Ramius.
Or like trying to think back to everything that we fought. Like, does
right.
it seem like
that's
it
what
was
I'm
created?
Asking.
Yeah, yeah.
But
does it seem like if we think back to the centaur or the bug?
The striped lady.
Or just
the Shay.
As you said with the
Shay.
The spider guy.
The spider guy.
There was more going on than we were. It was more than met the eye.
And he had spider climb, which maybe.
Does it seem that any of them exhibited like multi ancestral traits, for lack of a better term? Like
nothing jumps out at you.
Yeah.
In your memory of any sort of knowledge you rolled on them, that was the case.
Okay.
But you can't rule it out either.
Perhaps, and this is scientific, Talitha. I think you would agree. We should do it again to see the outcome and determine if it's possible to do it more than once.
What do you think? Just round robin?
Yeah, I think we all hop in, hop out.
Brother Ramius getting the South Testicle.
Maybe pressing our luck. But okay. Starts.
He is thinking
like there's a lot about him that is weak. And he sees great strength in somebody like a Zephyr, right? Like a great physical strength. He's like, is that something that could happen? He's just wondering selfishly in his own mind. And he will explain very briefly like what he did. It was mostly pray, which is why he felt that perhaps this was a divine intercession on the Keeper's part to unite people not only in mind and experience, but in body as well. He will move to the south. John.
Mm.
Wow.
Zephyr,
would you like to try it?
Sure.
Asta seems no worse for the wear.
It didn't hurt.
You want some elf traits? Maybe?
You want some of this?
You sure you can handle
You want
this?
A piece of it?
Because that's...
Perhaps. It is... I think a beautiful thing to understand better what it is you've experienced, if I am able. And this curse, it has pained me ever since Riddleson brought us here, that you had to bear that alone. If this is some outcome of this, I would be honored.
Okay. She's like really nervous. But we'll go into the North Test. Go.
just a question. Yeah. This is a quick metagame question. Is there a chance that somebody could just give me like +4 to strength from this?
It sounds like it has to do with ancestry.
I was just joking around. But he doesn't know that yet,
right? You know that it's a volatile machine.
Right. He's thinking, like, what if Zephyr's strength of not only mind and body, not only mind, but body could, like, infuse him a little bit? That would be amazing. And if it came with elfish traits or whatever, like.
But what if it backfires and then I get your, like, smoker's cough?
Yeah.
Like, your addiction to flame.
Where am I? Smokes.
Right. Now, if you're going to be stepping in the pod to. Presumably receive something from Zephyr, who will be the third person operating the machine.
What did you roll last time?
Nature.
Hmm.
Well?
You could do occultism or nature.
Oh, yeah. Then I would do occultism. I can do occultism.
Okay.
And I would like to roll a quick nature to aid, and as I was explaining what I did to Talitha,
okay.
To attempt to increase the odds that it succeeds again. So just a quick... nature. Tweener. Hmm? How you feeling today?
Tweener.
Feeling generous?
Normally set DC. But, you know, 19?
19.
I'm going to give it to you. I was saying in my head it's 19 because you've already done it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna, right. Normally it'd be fair. 20, but I'll give you the plus one for the 19. Right.
I think I understand. I think I can work this out. Everyone ready? You've closed the doors to your testicles.
And secure the doors.
He removed his backpack and everything and left it outside, just in there with his robe. Yes, and he nods.
Right.
Buckles is very nervous. I don't think we should be doing this.
Buckles, we could use every advantage. Also, I'll talk a little bit about why Talitha jumped so quickly into this later after we see how this goes.
Do it. Do it.
All right. Hold on to your butts. Natural 20.
God, Talitha!
So scared.
Oh. Dude!
Natural.
Brother Ramius is now also a monk. Skip. No.
Oh my god. That is amazing.
Really dope. Really cool. I was literally thinking, like, what happens if we get a nat 20?
I think it's flurry of blows. I think he gets flurry of blows.
But no strength. But no,
just comes out with strength. With minus one strength. Just like all day. Just like, quack. That'll be 1 point of damage.
Zephyr, talk to me about some of your traits, your ancestry traits, or, I mean, your creature type traits would really just be like elf traits.
Yeah, so I'm a half elf. I have a natural ambition as my ancestry feat.
What'd that do?
I get to choose, what is it? I gain a first level feat. Class feat yeah. for my class oh, instead okay. of using, yeah.
Well, sorry, what are the actual traits of, do you have like this, like,
the keywords, the little
keywords.
So the traits.
Humanoid, elf.
Yeah, I mean, well, my ancestry is human, but my heritage is half elf.
Your versatile heritage, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess, trying to look. Yeah, I mean, human. My class feat is monk.
Half elf doesn't have anything specific?
No, it just says either one of your parents heritage. Was an elf. Yeah, it's just part of my heritage. It doesn't have any traits in itself.
Mm. Yeah, I bet that it does. I don't know how to see it, right? Like,
all right, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you start to, like, everything goes dim for a minute for you. Like, you kind of lose sight for a moment. And then slowly your vision comes back. And as it comes back, you feel like you see differently. And you now have low light vision.
Whoa! Oh, amazing!
That's pretty good. You're just a human. You had nothing before.
Right. I didn't have anything.
Oh.
Wow.
You have the elven... low light vision.
Neat. Oh, that's so cool.
This will be helpful when we fight more creatures that I guess will just disappear and go into dark corners.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have to suffer concealment if somebody's in low light like I was before. Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
That's better.
And everything's fine with Zephyr.
Everything's fine with Zephyr, yeah. You don't feel, just like us, you don't feel like something was taken from you, but borrowed.
Huh. He'll step out, and he's trying to see if he's looking around and just, is this what you see all the time?
Talitha is sniffing you. Oh, sorry.
I've only ever saw one way, so.
My eyes, they could not see so well in the dark in this place, and now it's like light.
light.
Oh, right. I can see more in darkness than you can.
Yes.
Maybe that's what happened.
Yes.
Or perhaps you are no longer allergic to cats.
Let's test it. Salitha turns into a cat.
Please don't.
Jumps into his mouth.
We have to test this empirically.
I see no downsides to this. This is amazing. Buggles?
Buggles, it is truly a gift. It is a blessing.
This is a volatile machine, though. I mean, I feel like we've been lucky with operating this.
We're safe, but I don't think we should press our luck anymore.
If you want to go in, but I don't think we should pressure.
No, certainly not. Only if it's something you desire to do, but the keeper is blessing us.
I don't want to
see it.
Oh, Jesus, cock! Who hears of? No, I don't want to. Please don't make me. I'm sorry.
We would not make you, Buggles. Of course not. Zephyr, would you care to try? It is incredible.
To try to receive something?
Yes.
And she kind of looks at everyone like, what do you guys have?
Potentially. Do you want to turn into a cat?
I can see in the dark.
You can see in the dark? That would be cool. Should we try our luck a third time?
It's up to you. Like, what do you think Zephyr, you know, would do? Does she feel like she all she got, she all she needs?
I mean, not really. I mean, obviously, like, going through, like, this area has been rough for her. Mm. She doesn't want to, like, push her luck here. But, yeah, I feel like the dark vision thing is the thing that affects me the most, not having that. Turning into an animal would be cool.
So Letha can see in the dark normally? You have dark vision?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
my other eye.
Oh.
Special eye.
Wow, one eye dark.
Man,
vision.
I would also love to have
growing up.
This guy's got, this one's got low light, this one's got dark.
All right, Asta butts in too as Zephyr's talking.
We are bringing up an interesting ethical debate.
Eugenics.
Yes. I don't know that we want to go down this road.
I don't think we should, but we are all agreeing to it, and it is hard to make, really hard to make. I was going to say for the good of, and I had to stop, you know? So
you're finding strength in each other. You're finding common.
I think I would really like to see in the dark.
Yeah, same.
I have had
I'm
a
just
very
nervous about this
difficult time.
Contraption not working.
I have no fear.
Well, then try it, Asta.
I will roll
worked
to
it
aid.
Once before.
I'll roll to aid
I think
you
I could
this
do
time.
It again.
Oh wait, but I want dark vision.
So Talitha goes in the north.
So I'm going to work the
He's
machine.
Run it.
Asta
goes
eating.
In the south.
I'm hopping into the north testicle.
Asta makes her way to the south testicle.
And a 21 for aid.
Okay, so all right, so plus one, and
so you're trying to possibly transfer something from Talitha to Asta.
Yeah, and Asta leaves her katana outside the pod, and then gets in and kneels down.
I truly hope this is not taking.
We're really playing God here.
My new cat ability.
We're like assuming
we won't know.
Question. We're assuming that we know what's going to transfer to right now. Like,
yes,
character,
now I have a Kitsune
hilarious.
Trait.
Yeah, so
I don't want to.
What if
my
you went
form?
Like double Kitsune? Is that too much Kitsune?
You can never go too much Kitsune. If that happens, we could try again. If you lose the Kitsune, we could try again, and I could try to.
Wow, this give it like
back.
You're have no hesitation of like doing this over and over.
Asta
again.
Has zero.
Yeah,
problems
well, let's see what happens on a fail, and we'll go from there.
Truly, right. Asta says, "What do we have to lose?"
yeah, great question.
Our lives,
everything,
literally everything,
literally everything.
We are Zephyr in. Said. The Thin Lands going to fight an unknowable monster. What do we have to lose? We have everything to gain.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we will.
Die and the monster
puts her katana down and goes in.
Invade our land and without.
I can't hear you. I'm in the testicle. I'm waiting patiently in the testicle.
I guess I'll join her in the testicle.
It's very warm
Brother
in
Ramius
here.
Will begin.
I'm sweating.
The ritual. Another prayer. This time thanking the keeper for his blessings and asking further. I don't mean to get too greedy.
but could you perhaps lend Asta this gift vision that you have lent me? It is incredible to see this way.
And he'll try to do, you know, trying to do something specific, which is very a whole different ballgame. Here we go.
I can't look.
Don't look. It's a bad thing. Okay. 21.
That's the same one that was a success the time before.
Oh, with the aid, that was 21?
It was a 21 with the aid.
Okay. Your mind starts getting flooded with memories that aren't your own.
Oh, no.
Yes! Pull back the curtain on this thief! Liar!
What is something you think she sees that maybe is something you wouldn't have readily shared?
Oh. Whoa.
Even with the one person you entrusted that knowledge with.
Do you just like killing children? Indiscriminately.
Indiscriminately.
Just like wrapping them up.
Line up!
Okay, you see Talitha sleeping in her bedroom as a child. And she's like 9 or 10 years old. And it's this tiny little chamber. It almost seems like tiny little window seems like it seems like servants' quarters, but also maybe a little bit prison-like. Mm. But there are just books piled in stacks around the room. But you get the sense this is in a very, 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 very large house. And she's just sitting there alone, like reading by candlelight.
Is it cold in the room?
Not excessively so.
Okay. Okay.
I hope you're okay.
I'm scared.
That horrible vision.
I'm so scared. I was ready for Austin to be like, ah!
I can see why she never shared.
Yeah, I can. Some things should stay secret.
You know? Is that all I feel? I get this vision, this flash?
Get this vision, this flash, and you step out, and you don't really feel any different, but everyone looks at her, and you notice that she has two different color eyes now, just like Talitha.
Whoa.
And you gain the changeling trait.
Oh.
Wow.
Whoa.
Which will open up access to changeling feats. Like you get the versatile heritage, basically, changeling. Whoa. Which kind of opens up other possibilities should you choose to go down that path. So I'm thinking that's the meta of what's going on. What's really happening is that like a piece of Talitha's being has become a part of you.
Whoa, okay.
Her and past is like now maybe we toy around with more of Talitha's memories come flooding into you as time comes on.
Whoa, okay. Asta steps out very slowly and a little like shakily, like waking up from a dream and like immediately going to walk. And she turns toward Talitha. And now we almost have like matching eyes, like one weird is more cat-like, you know, like, and then the other is green. So weird.
And Talitha, seeing this, realizes what she's done. She's like, oh no, I've given it to you.
And then Asta also like raises her hand the same way Talitha is, like literally mirrored.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
Gave her what?
I feel
you're cursed, like I am.
No. No, it doesn't feel like that.
No, you are. We've been meddling in dangerous.
Talitha, dangerous territory.
Please be clear. Curse?
No, I've given it to you.
This is amazing.
She blinks her now one green eye. Given what?
You'll feel the call.
Feel the call. What call?
Talitha's looking around. Like, she's never shared this with any of you, but she's freaking out that she realizes she just passed. Not just the ability, but something deeply endemic to her—the changeling aspect of her herself.
And Asta knows about this past, but she doesn't fully understand.
They'll come for you. They'll come for you.
Hold on. Like,
they're going to come for me, and you won't be able to resist. It will come, and you won't even expect it, and you'll be doing things you don't even want to do.
Whoever's coming will stop them.
It's not how it works. I've read about this. We have to stop this. This is wrong. We've made a terrible mistake.
Talitha starts smashing the machine.
Ball buster.
Wait.
I think
Perhaps Talitha is right. I don't know what exactly you mean, but something more was transferred. I don't think we're transferring physical traits. Talitha, I feel...
We're one of them! And they always claim their own.
Talitha,
I don't...
I'm sorry. You are speaking in riddles.
Hags, Brother Ramius!
Sorry, that was so really got in the zone there, man.
I'm a hag!
Don't be so hard on yourself.
You're a beautiful woman.
No, thank you. That's very kind. I mean, the ancestry, the hag.
Should have seen it.
Oh.
Your eyes. You were born of a hag.
I thought stepping into the machine would take this away from me, not spread it to others.
So now you are a hag?
Changeling.
Changeling.
My father was human.
Changeling.
Why are you so afraid?
Hags are evil, deeply evil creatures.
But you're not evil.
I have not yet felt the call in earnest, but when it comes, I will not be able to resist it.
Have you ever felt the call? A call? Are you so sure?
We were fighting with Bolan. I murdered him in cold blood, and I...
Yes, I wanted to... Deeply, I wanted to discuss with you what happened there, but I felt it was not appropriate to broach such a private subject.
Not have control over myself and executed a man and without trial, without consideration for this process.
But Bolan...
It will come for us.
Bolan killed your friend.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe it was other things and not this call you're talking about that made you do that.
We do things that we regret, but it doesn't make us bad.
I'm warning you. I've read about this. I will show you. It's
Talitha and...
They come for their own.
Asta takes your hands. When you gave me whatever this is, you also gave me an inner piece of you. I saw through your eyes. I saw memories.
What?
I feel as though...
What kind of memory?
Why are you upset?
I did not know I'd be sharing that with you. I've led a life that's complicated because of my ancestry, because of who I am, who I was born to, and...
Do you want me to say the memory out loud
please
in front
don't.
Of everyone?
No, please don't.
Okay.
She's like weirdly...
Yeah, she takes her hands away.
Weirdly skittish about this.
I just meant I can feel a piece of you, and it doesn't feel evil.
I don't feel evil now, but... When they are ready for us, they will come.
And we will be ready for them. I can see in the dark now, too.
Yes, that is a nice bonus.
This just one eye, which makes the other eye weird.
Wait, did you just give yourself dark vision?
Oh, no.
Changelings
have dark vision?
It depends.
Oh, I'll have to do.
I'll have to figure this out. Yeah, probably not. But
okay,
it's feel different. Yeah,
I could fly now.
So funny.
See through walls.
Million hit points.
I'll refer you to this. I'll refer you to the book. It will teach you.
Okay. I'm doing it. I'm going to the player's guide. Don't mind me. I'm going to be quiet for the next 30 minutes.
I feel selfishly. Glad not to be alone in this, but I feel horrendously guilty for what I've done to you, Asta. Please, I apologize.
Don't feel guilty. I asked for it. I feel different. It's not always bad.
Talitha, you did not choose to do this.
I chose to step into the machine.
But no part of this had anything to do with you. You are dealing with powers far higher than you could understand. Or nor I. Something wished to share this with Asta. There's something beautiful to it, I think.
You have not had to grow up with knowledge and the fear that you will one day turn on those you love.
No, certainly not, and I could not understand it. But we can try. We can make small steps. But this, and he's looking at the contraption, no one has ever seen anything like this. What a gift to learn about someone else in a way you never could before.
I suppose that's true.
Also, your evilness that you see inside yourself, I do not see it. We do not see it. It
has not come for me yet, Brother Amos, but it will. You should know all this. You know about hags.
There is evil coming for all of us. We will fight it. Of course we will. But you are not evil because of it.
Yeah, Buggles has like a whole guy in him.
Buggles has the devil inside of him, like the most powerful
and
devil.
He's got a whole other guy.
Don't talk about him.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
We don't talk about the other guy.
No, but truly, we all struggle with our own ways. But Asta said it best. What did you say?
I said a lot.
You said...
She said a lot.
You said, we do things. And things happen. It does not make you bad forever. Mm-hmm. She said it much more eloquently. I'm sorry.
We've all killed. We've all hurt. We've hurt people.
Well, may we continue to do so only in the name of good justice.
Yes. And it is one of the main reasons that I wanted to be a part of this. Even though, as you can tell, I'm very sorry, but I don't offer much. I wanted to be a part of it because things need to be set right. We need to find out what happened to us. And if it's connected to this Kanipo, and if it's connected to the kidnapping of people, and horrible experiments and torture, then we must stop it. That's certainly not something an evil person would do, is it?
You're all right.
No.
Do we need to rest?
I am down hit points.
Oh, am I?
I'm only down a
few. Oh, no, I'm okay.
I'm okay. I don't need to rest necessarily.
I have 22 out of 30.
Come here, Zephyr.
Almost half down.
Oh, it's a small cut. I can patch that up easily. No chance of failure.
Okay.
We are. Talitha just like grits her teeth.
Critical success.
Wow.
I mean, I do have to roll it, but whatever.
How many hit points?
She's down 8. It would. I'd have to roll what? Less than anything more than 4 2s on 4d8. Yeah, you already got it with the first 2.
Sweet.
11 on the first 2. So treat wounds, and I'm not going to bring it up if nobody else brings it up. Like doing more, Brother Ramius is not going to mention it again. Is anybody else trying to jump in there?
I think Talitha would be very against it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we have two people now who are, like, not into it
right.
in the group.
I feel like Asta has slightly shifted her opinion about it, too, after her experience.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, are you now like, oh, shit, I'm a filthy changeling?
No. She doesn't feel offended by this. It's more so, like, with the memory thing, she feels like...
invaded?
Connected with Talitha in a more extreme sense. And she wonders how far that goes. Like, if Talitha gets hurt. Like, twins, you know? I'm like, do I feel Talitha's pain? So she's just thinking about these things. Like, do you lose a piece of your soul when you're painted in a portrait? You know, like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or if you're a twin.
Or if you're a twin, do you have less of a soul?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Share a soul. They share one.
Yep.
They have to divvy
it's
up
in
one.
The Bible.
Individually, they're monstrous. I think is what Sydney's saying.
Yes. Twins out there get it.
Yeah. Okay. All of a sudden, Buggles' eyes flash blue. And he starts forcefully, like, shoving people out of his way to get to the machine. And he's Buggles? Barking stuff Buggles. In this language.
Buggles?
And he's like, he points at stuff. So, oh, Jesus. It's like, you, into the device.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we will take the strength of these lesser creatures. You will not stop us. And he is moving with purpose towards the southern globe.
Oh.
And at the last minute, this sort of... Buggles like forces his body like out of the way, and it smashes into the side of the portal, and it's like crunches, so it's it like falls down, and he's like pushing himself on his back with his feet away from the machine. He's just like no, and he just sort of like gets like 15 feet away, and he rolls over like on his side, and he's like covering himself with his cloak.
Oh, I run over to Buggles. Are you okay, Buggles?
Yes, I'm sorry. Sometimes he wants things, and he says they are for the good, but I I do not know. I fear it. I'm sorry. I am sorry. Please leave me be for a moment.
And he's just sort of like wrapping himself in his cloak with his back away from the group.
Asta walks back to the group. Perhaps we should at least rest for a moment.
All right, we'll do 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We searched this room, right? That's how we learned about how the machine works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We found some, some reagents.
Oh, right.
Made from some of the first world flora. Might be worth some money back home. But beyond that, and what you found on this creature's body, nothing else of note in this room.
After 10 minutes, Brother Ramius will approach Buggles. Buggles, are you hurt?
And he turns over to look at you, and you can see that he's been crying.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I am a little, I think. He's looking at his shoulder, like he's favoring his shoulder.
Yeah.
Like clearly.
Let me take a look. And he'll just sit down next to you and look at your shoulder, see if there's any actual hit point loss there.
Maybe like a point of...
Yeah.
Nothing you can't exacerbate.
Nothing I couldn't make worse. he'll take care of you and do it mechanically. And fail.
God.
No, he doesn't make it worse. He just doesn't make it better. I mean, it's so low, the number that I need. And then he makes it on the second attempt. And he says, I'm very proud of you, Buggles. Sticking up for yourself against what seems like a very powerful entity. It shows great strength.
I don't have any strength. I wish I did. But thank you. Thank you.
I know we are not supposed to talk about him, and I won't, but all I'll say is you've shown enormous... It must take an enormous amount of strength to live with such a creature inside you and still remain Buggles.
And he just casts his eyes downward and... doesn't respond. Just walks away. That's kind of like looking at the floor, his face hidden by the hood of the cloak.
Well, we should press on.
Yes, indeed.
North or south?
Asta.
Well, I think south goes into that trapped room.
I think south.
That we were in.
Yeah, goes back where we came. Let's go
to
north.
The north.
Okay.
Oh boy.
I will do a perception check at the door.
Okay.
I'm going to roll a different. Got nervous. That's going to be a 19.
Okay. It's quiet.
Too quiet?
Perhaps a little too quiet.
Asta says this verbatim to the group. I guess we have no choice but to go in, though, so I'm going to open the door anyway.
Hold on a moment. Let me get into position. Okay.
Can I stealthily open the door?
You can attempt to, sure.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt a stealthy...
You know, you can roll that if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to roll it?
Getting ready, Al.
Okay, I'm going to just tell you what my jawn is for that.
Okay.
Yeah!
Plus three.
Plus three?
You can add a few points.
He doesn't know.
He's going to lie back.
Plus five.
It won't matter.
Plus seven. I'm an expert.
Try to open the door as quietly as possible so as not to attract attention. And we'll be back right after this.
You know when's a good time to use NordVPN, Nish? During a total solar eclipse. What? Let me explain. This is the perfect example of when I rely on NordVPN to keep my connection secure from potential cybercrime while I'm traveling. So 7 years ago, during the last solar eclipse, my wife and I planned a trip to northern Arkansas so that we could be in the path of totality during the April 8th, 2024 eclipse. We were staying with some family at a small rural river house, and the internet was basically non-existent. So during our stay there, literally on the Monday of the eclipse, I had some urgent GCN work that had to get done. And that morning, I drove the 20 miles into town to use the Wi-Fi at a fast food restaurant. This is a true story. I needed to access the full GCN cloud while I was there, and I would not even dream of doing that without firing up my NordVPN to change my virtual location, keep my passwords and other, you know, important info secure. I worked there for a couple hours and then bam, right back and saw the total eclipse. It was phenomenal, and it was great to feel as if I was secure in that wild situation I had to get myself into. If you travel a lot, NordVPN is the answer I would recommend for keeping your information private. But even if you don't travel a lot, the same app can also be so valuable for saving money on regional pricing or for just watching trashy reality shows from Australia, like I've done from time to time, or a sporting event that doesn't broadcast in your country. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/GCP. Our link will give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, and you'll help support your old pals, your good buddies at the GCP. The link is in the episode description box.
You open the door as quietly as you can, while in the back of your mind, you almost hear this voice of like a woman, a feminine voice, gravelly. And you can't make out the language. It almost sounds like a chant. But it's directed at you, and it seems to be like, it almost has a physical effect on your body, like you're being pulled backward, even as you lean forward to open the door. You open the door and peer in.
The
room. Let me explain what you see.
Please.
Oh no.
Please explain.
Oh. I can't say.
God damn it! All I see is a.
It's terrible.
I don't see anything in
here. It's terrible in here.
I see just the corner of something.
It's terrible in here.
A short flight of stairs leads up into this wide chamber. To the east, a raised dais holds an elaborate throne of living wood. Leafless black branches twisting up and out of its back. To the west, and I think some of you can see this, is a 4-poster bed. Black silk. Next to the bed is a small bird cage, inside of which looks like there's a hedgehog wearing a hat.
Oh. Sounds funny.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Sounds amazing.
That's cute.
And it's just sort of clutching at the iron bars and looking at you.
What the
There are huge tapestries hanging down from this 20-foot-high ceiling, and the tapestries have this bright forest at the top of each tapestry that slowly turns into spindly black branches at the bottom. Sitting atop the throne, you see this, and I believe Zephyr sees this, Asta and Zephyr. You see a rail-thin, genderless, gray-skinned being. Uh-oh. It has these faint black stripes marking its pale skin, but as your eyes adjust to the light, the stripes seem to be like moving or floating just at the edge of its body. All of its features, including its body, are incredibly long. You think if it stood up, it's probably over 8 feet tall, this creature. Its spiky teeth are showing as it's smiling at you. As you open the door, its red, pupilless eyes staring into your soul. Its left hand is extending outward and stroking another one of these Temujur Gorgas.
Is a Gorga in this room too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gorga is just snarling. It's like caressing its head. The being says, many have come to my domain, yet very few have made it as far as the throne room. You and your friends are most welcome here. Come. Come.
Let's walk into the room.
Yeah. Asta is going to politely oblige.
Decline.
Close the door. Close the door.
Yeah.
And I
appreciate it, but I'm going to keep
I'm
the road.
Actually busy that day. Asta will move in to make enough room for everybody. Troy, I notice when we walk into this room is very big. I see on the map that there's sort of like a circle of sigils or like of runes on the floor. Does Asta notice anything about... It's like right when you walk in. Does she notice anything about that particularly?
They don't seem to be glowing or anything. They are very purposeful, and you don't see those etchings anywhere else in the room.
Okay.
Looks like Brother Ramius is in there. Talitha has flagged out. Guys turn around. Buggles is still next to the dis. What do you do, Buggles?
If I see any part of this hedgehog, I'm trying to creep forward so I can get a better look at it.
Okay.
You gotta set that hedgehog free.
Where you're standing, if you step forward one space, I think you'll be able to see it.
Okay, sorry.
You step into the stairs, and yeah, you do see this hedgehog. Smaller than you, but not like the size of a fist-sized hedgehog. It's like a small hedgehog, but, you know, humanoid, and it's being wearing a hat. It's just staring.
What kind of hat?
Floppy.
Oh.
It's cute, but the look on its face is not cute.
Does it look terrified, or does it look rabid?
Hungry.
It looks scared. Let's show you the being sitting on the throne.
Oh no.
Whoa. This is Kanipo. This is not what I had in my mind.
No.
Two shadows.
Kanipo is like... He looks, I mean, if this is Kanipo, he looks reptilian almost, with these like
long claws.
And like bald, kind of bald snake, like Voldemort-y head. And these shadows coming off of him are not chill.
Does he look like the statue in the entrance?
Oh.
Very similar, but now, and you got that sense when you came in that the statue seemed to be an exaggeration, like an idealized form. The statue maybe was almost beautiful, whereas there is nothing beautiful about this creature that stands before you.
This is so weird.
Do we have...
I just want to see if I can show you an even cooler photo. What were you going to say, Matthew?
I was going to begin role-playing.
Oh. There'll be time for that. I'll find another photo, because there's one that's even better, I think.
Mouth that's like a worm, like a dune worm, like teeth coming from all...
Kind of a lamprey-like.
Like a lamprey-like.
Yeah.
You guys begin filing in, and it looks at you, and it's smiling, that trademark smile that you've now seen in the images, maybe even in your memory or in your dreams. And it just says, look at the five of you. Companions. In arms. When I awoke long ago, I first sought companionship. Strokes Gorga's head. Gorga continues to snarl. You think if it moved its hand, the Gorga would just jump right out and tear you limb from limb. The shadowy world I came into only had bogeymen and spirits obsessed with fear. I grew tired of their trivial desires. It was the power of shadows that I sought. And for that, they shunned me. However, those who shared my desires were soon revealed to me. I found shelter in the eldest of shadows, a being of pure chaos.
known as Count Renok. Yet even then, still I felt alone, and that loneliness curdled into resentment. But resentment breeds ingenuity, and soon I knew what I was destined to do. I would be the progenitor of a new fey race, destined to rule a realm all my own. When I discovered your world long, long ago, it was overrun with beings similar to you, points to Zephyr. Elves. I glutted myself on their shadows and spent centuries experimenting on them with rituals designed to evolve them into something just like me. But nothing worked. They all died. Then they banded together, fought back, and imprisoned me here, stealing back the very key I took from them to pass between worlds. A long time would pass, but the elves should have known that the first world is nothing if not tumultuous, and Nighthold is among its most mutable regions. In time, the flexing of the planar fabric broke the lock on my prison. However, sitting in that cocoon for so long allowed my powers to grow. I created a curse that would kill them all. But when I returned to their world, I found that they had all left it. At first I was sad that I could not enact my revenge. But then I found a host of other beings with which to experiment on. Beings like you, and even you, and you. My domain grew, yet that power to create another one like me still eluded me. Then one day the elves returned, and I tell you this, revenge delayed is just as sweet. I watched them perish at the hands of my curse. Yet the curse did not extend as far as I had hoped, so I recruited other fae to my cause to extend my hunting grounds. This brought me enlightenment and strong new allies, the likes of which you have killed here today. My power has grown. Yet one day, this curse stopped. Out of nowhere, something changed in your world in what felt like a moment. So, I found someone, just like you, to seek out the key that was taken from me so long ago. And with it, it like strokes at this thing around its neck. I have begun to extend the thin lands into the material plane, and soon your entire world will become my hunting ground until my ultimate goal is met. It looks at you. Though I feel as if I have always been, I also sense that someday I shall cease to be. Who will rule this domain that has become my life's work? I need to produce an heir, and now I have the power, clutching yet again at this key around its neck. So long have I searched for one who would be worthy. One of you shall become Slim and rule by my side. Who among you will it be?
Kate wants to do that. Zephyr does not want to do that, but I'm like, me!
Surely one of you seeks that power. Surely one of you, even in your altruistic way of being, wants what I can give you. And soon my domain will be much larger than what you see here. I will give you the world. You just have to take it.
Perhaps the world is not yours to give, Kanipo.
Well, in time it will be. The clock ticks.
Buggles, like, you hear him, like, the slapping sound as he claps both of his hands forcibly over his mouth, as, like, forcing himself back up against the wall as his eyes flicker for an instant and then dim.
Oh. That thing inside of him wants it. Don't be shy, young Buggles. Perhaps you are the one. Perhaps your friend has been leading you to me the entire time.
He's just like shaking his head and just like forcing his back, like trying to disappear into the structure. He's just like shaking his head.
What about you, Brother Ramius? You've had a hard life, it seems. What would you do with unlimited power?
It is not something I've ever sought. I wonder why you do. Kanipo, what is it that draws you to that power? What do you think it will bring you to control the world and everyone in it? What then will you have?
It is a fair question, and one I would expect of someone that I have deemed worthy. When I decided that this is what I wanted, my main desire came from the fact that having it was something that existed. So why not me? This power is out there for the taking. Some choose to ignore it and die a fool. I will not perish that way.
Some believe that it will bring them happiness, contentment, revenge, some finality, a final victory. But almost all find in the end it brought them nothing. The power brings you nothing.
It has brought you here to me, and now one of you will rule by my side. Your bedroom is almost finished. He points over towards his bed, but like through the to the wall, and you realize that
that's where they were digging
through. Doorway over there. So
yeah,
I have just got
putting on an addition, are we?
Yes, we will rule together.
Oh, may I ask how you came to choose us? What makes us worthy?
There's something in you that brought you to my attention. You were marked. Something about you made you special.
But you cannot explain it, can you?
No, but now I have the means of making you just like me. And with what you have, what you've been given, we will do great things. It's just up to one of you to choose. Please don't make me wait. I've waited for so long, and I'm growing impatient.
And if we refuse?
What if no one steps forward?
All that have chosen that path have perished. Don't be foolish. You aren't fools. I wouldn't have brought you here if I thought you were.
Perhaps we are not fools. But the fools you describe, who live quiet lives, seeking contentment, harming no one, that is what we aspire to. Does that offend you, Kanipo?
No, because it's untrue. I see in your eyes that should you not accept my offer, you mean to do harm to me. What makes me different from
the others that you try to protect.
You could relinquish the Shadewither key, and we will leave your realm and you to it.
No, I can't do that. And there's no way out. So.
Why is.
Sorry, what?
Why is that?
Because only I have the ability to send you back. But you aren't going back. One of you will remain, and the others will perish at their hands.
I will not.
You will not.
I cannot speak for the others, but I will not rule by your side. I will not devote my life to the destruction of all that live. It is preposterous.
It is not destruction. It is research. And it is for the greater good.
I refuse as well. You are not strong. You're a weak, weak thing. You said you were lonely. All you wanted was to be surrounded by friends. You wanted to make your own friends. And look what you've done. You've destroyed everything. That's not power. That's fear.
Do all of you share their thoughts?
I think we've made our choice. And Talitha will lower her crossbow. Now, the shade with her key, please. Don't force us to hurt you.
Oh, how disappointing. It, like, stands up. And it creaks. It's all. I still believe one of you is worthy. And should you survive, perhaps I'll give this option to you again. We shall see. Let us dance.
And we'll see you next week.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I don't want to dance.
I don't want to dance.
I don't want to dance. You're too tall to dance.
Let's make this like
I'm not a good dancer.
Footloose.
I'm not a good dancer.
No dancing.
I'll sit out.
I'll sit this one out.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of The Naish today at jointhenaish.com. That's join the NAISH.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join The Naish today at jointhenaish.com.